Chapter 6. We were buried with him. We have seen how he became sin with our sin, how he became our substitute, bearing our diseases. We have seen him under the absolute dominion and power of the adversary on the cross. We saw him leave the cross, bearing our diseases and sins away as he was conveyed to our place of confinement. We can see Satan's gratification. We can see the great celebration in hell when Satan brought Jesus a captive into the prison house. Read Acts 2:24, verse 27, and 31 and 32. You remember how the Philistines rejoiced over Samson, and with what joy they put out his eyes and bound him in helplessness. What a gala day it must have been in hell when he who had raised Lazarus from the dead had destroyed the power of death and disease, had ruled the winds and the waves, had fed the hungry, cast out demons, and defeated Satan in open combat, was conquered and made one with the devil. He was made sick. They could see in him all the diseases of the ages. What an hour it must have been. When the disciples took his body from the cross, embalmed it, and laid it in Joseph's tomb, how little they appreciated what he was going through and what his sufferings were. How little the world appreciated where Jesus was and what he was doing. They laid his body in the tomb, and the Roman government sealed it and set guards to keep watch to see that the body of Jesus was not stolen. They had heard him cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" God had forsaken him whom they loved. They had lost all hope. They had thought that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. For 3 days and three nights, the Lamb of God was our substitute in hell. He was there for us. He had our pains and diseases, our sins and iniquities. He was there, waiting until the claims of justice were fully met. Such an hour had never been, never can be again. There had to be an adequate meeting of the penalty of the transgressions of the human race. And he met them. He became one with Satan when he became sin, as we now become one with him when we are recreated.